Hey everyone, this is Danny. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode number 288. Thank you for taking the time to join me on this next episode. Today, I just want to share a quick perspective, insight into, I guess, a connection that I made just in my own life, kind of a ha moment, if you will. Before I jump into that, I want to just say a quick word about how appreciative I am of the Lord and what He's doing across this podcast. I try many different things across the years, and many and even most things don't work or go well or go as I planned. But with this podcast, it's just now over 4 years, 288 episodes into it, and I'm very excited to say that this podcast has reached something like 97 different countries, some of which that I've never even heard of, and I believe by last measure, something like 195 countries in the world. If that number is accurate, that's like almost halfway throughout the whole world, which just blows my mind. So I'm so thankful to God for really giving this traction and putting it out. I'm thankful to everyone who faithfully tunes in, who stumbles upon this podcast and gives it a listen. I hope that it adds value to your life. I hope that it gives you insights and perspectives that build you up, challenge you, and incentivizes you to dig deeper into God's Word. So I'm thankful for the Lord and all of you that listen. Please do share this with friends so we can get this out and hopefully reach more people for the goodness of God and Jesus Christ, who He has sent. So today, I want to just share a quick realization that I had. Even, I guess it was maybe even just this morning. So I've been dealing with recently this issue of fragrances being much stronger to me than they have been in the past, to the point, really, that they even have been giving me very sudden headaches. Sometimes I've been sensitive to fragrances, and other times it's not really been a problem at all. But recently, I've been dealing with this in my own life, and so particular situation. I won't go into the full details of it, but this morning, when I was at work, I was near something that had been causing me sensitivity issues with the fragrance. However, I had been working for a period of time and hadn't noticed it at all, hadn't thought about it. And then suddenly when the thought came to me about the fragrance, I had realized that I hadn't even given it any attention. And that's when I felt kind of a conclusion come to me of along the lines of what you give your attention to becomes what you see more. And I was thinking about that and how it relates to the Lord and our attention, our affection to Him, towards Him and the things of God. And the more attention, the more focus we give these things, these become the things that we see more of, because our attention, our awareness is really honed in to this. Our awareness is built up. I would even use the example of, when Adam and Eve are in the garden and they've sinned, and they realize they have a consciousness of their nakedness. And, you know, God even asks Adam, who told you you were naked? Now, I'm not attempting to spin this in a positive light, but to show this idea of how an awareness of things changes the way in which we see the world or interact with the world, or in this case, giving our attention to the things of God helps us to see God more. And I was thinking about how, in what way this could relate to Scripture, and I was reminded of Moses and the burning bush. So I want to read this portion. It comes out of Exodus chapter 3. We'll read verses 1 through 6. And it says, "Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the Lord, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God." I think this scene, this moment of Scripture, it does bear witness to the importance of turning aside to see the Lord. It says in verse 3, "And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush." We see that when Moses intentionally, you know, put his life on pause, when he stopped to see the Lord, to give his attention to what was happening, you know, Moses didn't necessarily know what was happening, or that there was some kind of, you know, big moment here waiting for him. It was something that he just purposed in his mind. I'm going to give my attention to this to see what is happening here. And it was in that place of setting in his heart to do something, to take time out, to devote a moment to what was happening, that God spoke to him. And I think the same is true in each of our lives as well. I know I've seen it personally in my own. The thing that I give my attention to, whether that is holy or unholy, I want to tell everyone about a company called Mr. Penn. The company was started by Christian teachers in Louisiana. They have 100,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. They're the perfect gift for Christian girls and guys. Bible journaling kits, beautiful journaling Bibles, no-bleed Bible pens and highlighters that work on thin Bible pages. Now let me tell you why I love them. These no-bleed Bible pens and highlighters, they actually work. They offer custom products for churches, schools, and conferences. And best of all, You get your money back if you don't like any of the products. Shop the best Bible journaling supplies on the market and fantastic gifts for the ladies in your life at MrPen.com. That's MRPEN.com. And guess what? Our audience gets a special discount. Use code TheBibleStudy10 at checkout to get 10% off your entire order. Whatever it is that I give my attention to, it is that thing that that grows, that seeks to develop. And so I would ask you, I pose the question to myself, where are we placing our attention? Because it's the more that you feed something, the more that it grows. Whatever that is in your life, whatever you're feeding in your life, your spiritual life, whatever it is, the more that you invest into something, the more that thing grows. So we should really take a moment to self-assess our lives, our spiritual lives. You know, I think we put so much time and energy and stock into the things of our physical life, the pleasure of our eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, whatever that looks like for you and for me. You know, if we're not careful, we feed that thing and it will grow. And so if that's the case, which I'm convinced it is, the same is true for that of our spiritual life. Now, it feels so many times like just this this very slow and sometimes dreadful and sometimes very displeasing thing to invest in, to devote ourselves to spiritual development. But it pays exponential dividends when we do this. It's putting money in a bank account that's earning us interest beyond our wildest dreams. And we very subconsciously, as we feed into the development of our spiritual lives, very subconsciously, things are happening and changing in us. I mean, many of us pray for, you know, these big changes in our life. You know, God, you know, do this or do that in my life. Transform me here or there. Bring this about. And these types of prayers can often be answered in these little moment-by-moment decisions that we make. And just like a ship that is navigating, you know, the ocean, small little changes over the course of larger spans of time at the end of that destination make for a tremendously different location. I think this is a deeply profound reality, both physically and spiritually, because those things are true in our spiritual lives. Those little moments, those little times when we steal away with God, when we offer the attention of our hearts to God, moment by moment, and steal away with Him as we can, always keeping our hearts and minds attentive to His presence, to what His heart is, His desire, and how we can participate with his plan, His purposes, and how we can just devote ourselves to the life of intimacy and nearness to God. We would be surprised at, in the course of time, where we end up in terms of our location and proximity to God. You know, when Moses goes up into the mountain and God is interacting with him, and he's and he ultimately gets the Ten Commandments, and he comes down off the mountain, and after his interactions, encounters with God, he's glowing, he's radiant, his physical person is changed. And the same is true of us today. The more time that we spend with God, the more it affects us both physically, spiritually, emotionally, socially, all of it. You can't help but when you come from near a fire to help smell like smoke, it rubs off on you. And the same is true of the Lord. So I would encourage us all, myself included, take an assessment of what are we giving our attention to? What are we turning aside to see? And if you notice yourself turning aside to lesser things, to things that have no significant value, things that do not run congruent with the kingdom of God, things that could even be, an antithesis to the Lord and His work, stop in that moment and reposition yourself to place your attention and your heart and your affection towards the things of God. Because whatever we're placing our attention, the more that we feed that thing, the more that it grows. And we don't want to be feeding we don't want to be feeding the wrong thing. I've heard it said, and it's, I think, fairly appropriate. We see the serpent interacting early in Scripture, and by the end of Revelation, we see this dragon. And so, it's this maturation, so to speak, of evil. And we don't want to feed into the wrong entity. We want to devote ourselves to God and to His kingdom. And so let's take a spiritual assessment. And if we find ourselves in a place of lack, then we easily can just reposition ourselves and ask God to help us to readjust, to recalibrate, and to redevote ourselves to investing in the things of God. He's eager to have you do so, and He's eager to help you to be successful in that. Just continue to be diligent, to be disciplined, and ask God constantly and always to help you in the battle of denying self, of conquering the flesh. And God is eager to help you and will do so through the help of the Son and the Holy Spirit. So I hope this is a help to you. I hope it's a good question posed to help highlight that thing in your life that maybe needs changed. I know there are plenty of places and time adjustments that are needed in my own life. So I hope this is a help to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to the next episode. God bless.